Hi, everyone. This is Maura Sweeney with a special holiday podcast for you. Now, I didn't plan on doing this podcast, and as you could definitely hear, my voice is not all it should be. In fact, my husband contracted some form of viral pneumonia, and I must have gotten part of it as well. I do feel fine, even if my voice sounds like it's more than a little bit hoarse. So, not expecting to, I realized today that an idea just continued coming up before me, and I thought, well, let me just put this out as a new holiday podcast for those people that are looking for this kind of a message, and more than that, let's say this kind of a feeling at this time of year. You know, traditionally, people would think of the holidays as quite religious, whether it was Christmas for the Christians or Hanukkah for the Jewish. But beyond that, there has traditionally been feelings within this time of year where people want to come together. They want to find some good things to think about. Maybe, yes, some people are looking forward to going to holiday parties. They're looking to give and get gifts, maybe dress up, have a few surprises and some bubbly. But more than that, there is something very unique, very special about this time of year because people literally yearn for something beyond the ordinary. And I will say, it's something beyond the commercial side of the holiday. Probably the biggest thing about this time of year is that people are looking for feelings of warmth. I'm not talking about the temperature, but I'm talking about warmth in the heart. I'm referring to those feelings of comfort, those feelings of rest, those feelings of security, of goodness. And it's more a feeling that these holidays seem to evoke at this season than anything else that pertains to a lot of the externals. And with that in mind, I want to talk about this one idea. Excuse me. I focused in on it before, not only in a blog, but also in other podcasts, but it's circling around just too importantly for me again today, and it's the idea of forgiveness. You know, oftentimes we will maybe go through life holding grudges, keeping a chip on our shoulder. It could be for just about anything. Sometimes we also carry unforgiveness for ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly. And I want to tell you that the idea of unforgiveness can be so daunting and can so undermine the very hopes and feelings and sentiments that we really are yearning for during this holiday season. And obviously, I want to say really every day of the year, but most importantly now. If you've been following me, you probably heard my story about when I learned that forgiveness was an important lesson, not even so much for anyone else as much as it was for me. I'll go back and tell you that it was around my 9th birthday when I was so determined to be able to stay up later. Maybe at my bedtime was 7 p.m. or something, that I asked my mother to give me no presents on my birthday. I merely wanted her permission to allow me to stay up until 9 o'clock, to which she very quickly decided the answer was no. And in my little world at the time, I felt very restricted. I felt very undercut, let's say. And because of that feeling of not having the freedom that I wanted to be able to stay up until that so-called 9 o'clock p.m. hour, excuse me, I chose to be angry with my mother to the point where I didn't want to forgive her. I just thought what she did was terrible. The bottom line to it, though, was that within about a day and a half of my holding on to this feeling of unforgiveness, that I, not she, but I felt terrible. I felt how badly I felt. and knowing at some level my mother was not going to change her mind, and that really she didn't seem to be very disturbed over the fact that I was unhappy, I realized that I had a decision to make. I could either stay unhappy and feel miserable and unlike myself, or I could choose to let it go. And if there's one thing about forgiveness, I think that's a good way of describing it. Letting it go, not holding on to it, not making a big deal out of it, not sucking the life out of something that really has no life in it, but literally letting it go. And I could remember that afternoon just prior to my 9th birthday of feeling like a wave of comfort returned back to me when I decided not to hold a grudge or that unforgiveness against my mother for not choosing to go again, to go with me on what my desires were. But it was way beyond that. If that was my first little lesson, that unforgiveness, or let's say forgiveness, was so important to my own feelings of peace and gentility and restfulness, I saw it played out time and time again, as I'm sure maybe you have if you've ever decided to look. I'll give you one example. There was a woman, girl, I knew at college, and she was in my graduating class and lived on my floor, and I knew her quite well. And the one thing I remembered about her is that she was always angry. She was very outgoing, but there was always this chip, and I realized she was always holding a grudge of unforgiveness against someone. The surprising thing I realized one day is that one of her largest grudges was against family members that she had never met, never had any involvement with, and it was for an event that took place even before she was born. Excuse me. And I remember thinking, wow, that's pretty curious that this girl is exacting this much energy in unforgiveness towards people she's never even met. But I could share with you even some other times during my life that I noticed it. I remember I had one friend who had these issues with her mother, and I guess this one friend had difficulty communicating, and she was sharing some of this with me in her kitchen one day, and I said to her, "Don't you want to speak with your mother about this?" And she became so rigid and so purposeful that she said to me, "Absolutely not. I'll never discuss it." And from what I could discern, it was an issue that had gone way, way back, maybe for years into her life. But in the moment that she expressed her unwillingness to, let's say, let it go with her mom and not hold on to it, it was as if my eyes before me imagined this same friend of mine suddenly putting herself inside a jail cell. I could literally see forming outside of her the typical barriers that people feel like they're behind and are behind when they're in jail. And my thought was, I can't push this girl, but isn't this a shame that she's putting herself in that situation? And all I could think about is, this isn't bad for her mother. This is bad for her because of the situation it's putting her in, literally incarcerating her emotionally, psychologically. There was another time I had another friend who's a very wonderful Christian woman, very wise in many ways, but her Achilles heel always seemed to be her mother-in-law. Now, I'm sure she's not the first or the last person to have difficulties with a mother-in-law, but as wise and discerning as she was in, let's say, the things of life, one of the very last conversations I had with her, she was declaring that her mother-in-law was never going to change. And pretty much in her statement was essentially telling me that in her mind, in her estimation, because her mother-in-law was so tough, that her mother-in-law was going to be creating her own trip to hell at the end of her life. And I remember thinking, wow, that's a really strong statement to make. And again, to this friend as well, I said, you know what? Everybody always has an opportunity to change in life. I said, can't you give that to her? And I could remember her, you know, putting her arms together, you know, as if she was resisting my words. And she said to me, "Nope, I've known her for well over 20 years. This is the way she's always been, and this is the way she's always going to be." And in a sense, it was almost like putting the death knell of, let's say, just a bad future on her mother-in-law. And here's the thing. It was her estimation of her mother-in-law, who I had also known. And maybe the mother-in-law wasn't perfect. I don't know who of us are. But the amount of resistance, and I almost want to say the lack of forgiveness, but the, I don't want to use a word as strong as venom, but there was something that came out of my friend. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is so out of character for my girlfriend. And I could see that it was putting her into a corner and into a place where the only one that could set her free from that place of unforgiveness was she herself. And I thought, oh, this is really kind of tough for her relations between herself and her husband, herself and her children. You kind of get the idea. Another place where I noticed unforgiveness and some of the effects that it gave that actually surprised me. It was many years ago. I was active in church, and I probably, you know, played the piano or the guitar and sang, but I was very involved in what was going on in the community around church. And what amazed me at the time and shocked me was that there were elders, or let's say they were known as elders, but people in the church who seemed to know the Word of God so well. They could speak it. They were nice people, but they decided they were against the pastor of the church. Pastor of the church wasn't all that great. Certainly wasn't a guy without his own issues. But the thing that got me was this idea of unforgiveness. And I remember going to these people and saying, "Can't you just make amends? Can't you go and speak with these people?" And it wasn't just the fact that they didn't want to speak. It was that they were somehow taking their resistance toward this pastor and cloaking it in words of divinity and maybe higher mindedness than what I had. And I remember thinking, wow, this is so odd. We're in a Christian church. It's all about forgiveness. It doesn't mean that people don't need to address behaviors, let's say, that are not appropriate, or to discuss matters, or not to discuss matters. But in this case, I thought, my goodness, here are people that are all about Christ and Christianity and forgiveness until they are confronted with an opportunity to forgive. And in each one of these situations, whether it was me or others, I always saw the same thing. I always saw that people were diminutizing themselves. They were literally in that place of unforgiveness, taking away from themselves a part of their own lives, that in not forgiving someone else, they were sentencing themselves to unhappiness, to a feeling of limitedness, or what could I say, limitness. Obviously, I'm not doing too well mentally as well as with my voice today, but they were diminutizing themselves rather than expanding themselves. They were taking away the breath of life. They were taking away, let's say, even the energy of life that comes from the free flow when forgiveness is being offered. It was almost like saying, I've got arteries running through me, and because I'm cutting someone off because of my own feelings of committing someone to a sad final ending, and judging someone that way, that the ones they were hurting was themselves, and the free flow of love, the free flow of peace, the free flow of well-being. And I even want to go farther by saying the free flow of relationships. Now, I'm sure whoever you are listening, unless you've never interacted with people, that you too have had not one, not two, but probably several times in life where maybe people did things to you that were hurtful, or maybe did things to someone else and you got very emotional and felt badly about it and decided to hold some form of a grudge. I had a friend one day who was speaking to me some very good wisdom. It didn't have to do with forgiveness, but it probably had to do with something else. Maybe it was a fear I was dealing with. And it was a word of admonition. And she said, Maura, instead of staying there, she said, make a decision. And she said, you make the decision, in this case, let's say, not to be afraid. And she said, you might have to make it once. Tomorrow may arise, you may have to make that same decision again. But she said, you make the decision over and over and over again until that inward decision you made becomes your new reality. And she said, when you do that, you will be freer. So is there someone, it could be someone alive, it could be someone dead, it could be someone you live with, it could be a neighbor, it could be an old friend, it could be, again, a family member, it could be someone you used to work with, it could be someone who passed along rumors about you that were so terrible. There could be someone maybe who harmed a member of your family. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but as we are here in this very special and very holy season for all people of all persuasions, might this be a good time for you not just to forgive, but to let it go. And in that place of letting it go, feel a wave of peace come over you, even as I did as a very small, not yet 9-year-old child. Sometimes we think that we need to carry a banner of lack of love or resistance or even hatred towards someone. But what does it feel like when we let it go, when we let forgiveness go? If there's one other idea I can give you today, I want you to think of something. If there's been something in your own life that maybe you're not proud of, something that you are embarrassed by, or something that you have really chastised yourself for maybe a while, but maybe a long time, and you learned all of a sudden in a moment that whatever happened by you has been forgiven in every way, in every corner, in every imagination, including your own imagination and your own heart, would you not breathe a sigh of relief? Would you not feel peace wash over you? If that's how you could feel about something in your own life, imagine how free you'd feel when you allow for it in the lives of everyone else. It doesn't mean you're unwise. It doesn't mean that you're counted for a fool. It just means you're willing to stand in the place to let peace and love and life flow like it should through your veins, through your spirit, and through your heart this holiday season. I hope this has been helpful. I know it's been something that I've lived with myself, and I pray and hope for you as listeners today, whenever the time is that you do hear this, that something in you might say, I think I'm going to give it a try. I think I'm going to forgive, and I think I'm going to let it go. And may you one day feel the peace that accompanies forgiveness. Happy holidays to you, not only today, but every day of your life. This has been Maura with Maura for You.